USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive rescue effort continues Friday morning in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami. A partial building collapse Thursday has resulted with 99 people still being unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
Yeah, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best, and the search and rescue does go on.
Miami-Dade officials said structural engineer teams of 10 to 12 were carrying out operations underneath the rubble in an effort to shore up the precarious weight load. Three bipartisan lawmakers leading negotiations on a comprehensive police reform package have reached a preliminary bipartisan agreement Thursday. Senators Tim Scott, Cory Booker, and Representative Karen Bass. GOP lawmakers have argued that qualified immunity is necessary for cops, something Democrats won't back, saying accountability among law enforcement officers is paramount. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris, after nearly 100 days, as President Biden's pick to resolve the border crisis, will finally visit the border firsthand. Jim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Vice President Harris is set to visit El Paso, Texas on Friday so she can get a look at the illegal immigrant surge at the border. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox News he's happy that the vice president is taking action and going down to the border.
Glad that she's going down to the border because that is part of her job portfolio, number one. And number two, the epicenter is down there in the lower Rio Grande, the lower part of my district down there.
Republicans argue that the vice president should have visited the border a long time ago.
New York State Attorney General Letitia James is not offering a timeline into sexual harassment allegations made against fellow Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo. She says, "It concludes when it concludes." End quote. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Although the bill must pass both houses on Capitol Hill before becoming law, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package has bipartisan agreement. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden says he and a bipartisan group of senators have come to an agreement on a $1 trillion infrastructure plan after meeting at the White House on Thursday. Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is among those senators, and she praises the bipartisan efforts to get the deal done.
This historic agreement today between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and with the President of the United States shows that when a group of people who are committed with shared values to solving the problems and challenges our country faces, we can use bipartisanship to solve these challenges.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson is red hot right now. He tells Motor Racing Network his feelings about racing Pocono this weekend.
I'm obviously excited to go to any racetrack right now, but I do enjoy Pocono a lot. I think that'll be a style of track that we're really fast at, hopefully. You know, it's three different corners, so I mean, there's that'll make you a little bit nervous, but yeah, I've always felt like I've gotten around there pretty well, even at Ganassi, so I'm excited to get there.
Explore the Pocono Mountains 350 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern from Long Pond, Pennsylvania. It'll be televised on NBCSN and Motor Racing Network. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.